Let me get this out of the way right off the bat. 95% of business owners won't make it. 3-4% will sort of make it, and 1% will make it. These numbers are so skewed because the vast majority of business owners never have the opportunity to learn the knowledge and skill set they need to operate a valuable and saleable enterprise that delivers them real wealth and freedom. This is not their fault. In most cases, they simply don't know it exists. This means they suffer a lifetime of what I call satisfactory business syndrome, or terminal business syndrome, where they are overworked, underpaid, and their lives are controlled by their underperforming businesses. Consider this. How long do you have to study to become a GP, physiotherapist, engineer, a builder, financial advisor, architect, mechanic, surgeon, chef, or any specialized skill for that matter? And even if you have a professional qualification of this kind, it is not in any way related to the skills required to operate a successful business. Yet, to become a business owner, all you have to do is register a business name or company with an idea for a product or service, and then put in your best effort. Would you go and see a doctor who was putting in his best effort without the training? Would you hire a builder to build your home who was putting in his best effort without the qualifications? Would you take your car to a mechanic who was putting in his best effort without the expertise? Of course not, because they would fail to get the job done without the skill set required. This is the same problem that afflicts most business owners. Without even being aware of it, most entrepreneurs are suffering from this hidden disease, ignorance. The majority believe that running a business is not a specialist skill. However, I can assure you that running a business that grows to become a valuable and saleable asset, delivering wealth and freedom, is a skill set based in expert knowledge and deep experience. Does a builder have specialized knowledge, training, and skills that allow him to do things in construction that the average person cannot do? Does a surgeon have specialized knowledge, training, and skills that allow him to do things to repair a human body that the average person cannot do? Does an architect have specialized knowledge, training, and skills that allow him to do things in design that the average person cannot do? Of course they do, and equally, business owners that build valuable, saleable companies delivering real wealth and freedom also have specialized knowledge and training. This drives the way they think, act, and produce. Best efforts will never substitute for knowledge. For many entrepreneurs and business owners, the initial lesson on how to run a business comes when they first open their doors. They may know a few things to get them by, and then they make up the rest as they go. This is akin to giving a first-year apprentice carpenter the job of building his own house. He may actually succeed in getting a structure up, but all he will have built is a prison. He will never be free. Instead, spending his life doing repairs and maintenance. Even the repairs will be problematic because he still lacks the fundamental knowledge required to do the job right. Business owners and entrepreneurs often go through a similar process of discovery. They make mistakes, confront problems, and, if they're lucky, achieve a few successes. They are wooed by self-proclaimed business gurus promising to improve their ability to run their businesses and make more money. They are bombarded by new methods, new strategies, and new ideas that do little other than consume their attention and productive capacity. Rarely are they given the opportunity to learn the framework and fundamental principles, the critical components required to build valuable and saleable companies, delivering them real wealth and freedom. Hence, this goal escapes and remains hidden from them eternally. I know that most business owners are genuinely doing their best, but the majority are using the wrong knowledge base. If you truly want to achieve wealth and freedom in business, it is not enough to do your best, and it never will be. Put simply, attempting to build a business that delivers incredible profits without the proper knowledge, experience, and training is like trying to be a world-class athlete while living on fast food. You must first be trained in the knowledge, the fundamental principles. You must learn how to think, and only then can you apply yourself to doing your best. I was blessed to learn these critical lessons and skills at a very young age, and they have allowed me to build an extraordinary global enterprise. I'm an advocate for taking responsibility, and the name of this chapter suggests it is your fault if your business doesn't make it. But the truth is, here at the beginning, it actually isn't. The majority reading this book will be unaware that they are missing the fundamental components and principles.